was 12 years old, I stood on the Great Divide. My father explained that different oceans waited on either side. If I spit to the west, the water would go to the ocean back at home. Spit to the east and my spit would join the Atlantic's tossing foam. The Atlantic's tossing foam. I understand it's the lay of the land that shapes the water's flow. But it's more complicated than that. It always is, you know. 'Cause the water doesn't just go down. Some evaporates everywhere. From the tree and the lake and the back of the drake and the breath of the grizzly bear. The breath of the grizzly bear. The vapor goes up and blows about and comes down in a different place. If it rains down on a grassy slope, it starts a merry chase. It trickles into freshets that gather into dancing creeks that tumble down the green hillside and tunnel under your street. Tunnel under your street. Of a crest of hills is a different watershed, where the water seeks the lowest place and the river digs a bed. And down the water goes till it ends up in the sea. But some of it takes a detour and flows through you and me. Flows through you and me. It isn't just the water we drink, it's the water that makes our food. And that's one reason we want to know that all the water is good. We want to be careful what we put in the gutter and the kitchen drain. What goes around will come around again and again and again. Again and again and again. So if you ever find yourself on top of the Great Divide, on the backbone of the Rockies, where the spaces are open wide, where the marmot burrows underground and the eagle's flying free, won't you say hello to the continent and spit both ways for me? Spit both ways for me.